St. Paul, in today's second reading, said something very radical. Did you catch it? He said, Jesus is Lord. Judging by your reaction, we're used to hearing that, right? We're used to hearing, at least I hope, the proclamation that Jesus is Lord. To us, it's just religious language. We say it all the time. But in the first century, the proclamation that Jesus is Lord was a radical statement. You know who was Lord in the ancient first century? Caesar, yes, thank you. Thank you for the congregation participation. Caesar was Lord in the first century in the Roman Empire. Caesar would have runners that went ahead of the army to announce victories, and they would proclaim, Caesar is Lord. Caesar is victorious. He has conquered. And for St. Paul to say Caesar, that Jesus is Lord, people would have said, oh yeah, him in what army? And St. Paul gives the answer. Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the army of Jesus, who gives us the power to say that Jesus is Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit can move hearts, can convert hearts and transform lives and set lives on fire by the proclamation that Jesus is Lord. And today's Feast of Pentecost is all about that proclamation, that power, that supernatural power. It's all about how the Holy Spirit has acted in the past to get us to where we are right now, and what the Holy Spirit is doing now in us, in our parish, in the church, and in the world. The first reading today took us back to that first Pentecost that happened 50 days after Easter. The apostles were gathered in the upper room with the Blessed Mother, awaiting what Jesus told them, that the Spirit would come upon them. And as they're there, there's this spectacular display that we heard about in the first reading. The strong driving wind, the tongues of fire that came and rested on all of them. The great noise and display of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And what happens? They're filled with the Spirit and immediately they go out. They go out from the upper room and begin the proclamation that Jesus is Lord. And the Spirit emboldens them to speak. And the Spirit opens the ears of everyone there who was listening. And even though they are all of different ethnicities and backgrounds, like we heard in the first reading, they all hear the apostles speaking to them in their own language. God is reversing here the Tower of Babel. Remember when all of the people of the world tried to come together and build a tower up to God? God says, no, you're not going to do that. And he strikes them down, and we get the word Babel because they all begin speaking in different languages and they can't work together anymore. God says, no, I'm going to come down to you and I'm going to create one language among you. Not that you speak the same language, but you have the same faith. And so we see that from that upper room, from that announcement that Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit, the message of the gospel goes forth from that tiny little group. You think about every Christian that believes in the world today. There are billions of Christians. And it all goes back to that moment of Pentecost. Those 11 gathered with Mary in the upper room, it all goes back to that. And from that tiny little seed, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the message has gone out to every corner of the earth, so that our faith in Jesus as Lord is what unites all Christians throughout the world. They shared the message, they shared the good news one by one, and so the Holy Spirit brought into the body of the church many believers. And so that brings us to our present day. That brings us to each and every one of us. We might say, well, what does this have to do with me? What does the Feast of Pentecost have to do with me? Beyond the pretty red clothes that we wear today, the red that's hanging on the altar and the vestments, what does Pentecost have to do with my life? Well, the fact is that the Holy Spirit has been given to each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit was given to us at our baptisms, and then another portion of the Spirit was given to us at our confirmation. The Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. The Spirit is not some amorphous thing out there. It's a person who is active in each of our lives by virtue of our baptisms and confirmations. The Spirit is a person with whom we can have a relationship. The Spirit is a person whom we can call on in our lives of faith to renew within us the gifts we received at baptism, the theological gifts of faith, hope, and love, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom and knowledge and fortitude and so on. St. Paul, in the later half of the second reading today, told us that the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to all of us. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to us for some benefit. The Holy Spirit is not an optional accessory to our Christianity. He is a necessary part of us being Christians, of believing that Jesus is Lord. And that gift of the Holy Spirit is given to us to be used for the building up of the body of Christ, which is the church, and the spreading of the message that Jesus is Lord in our time, in our circumstances, in our families, and in our parish. This Pentecost, the church and the world finds itself in difficult circumstances. I think it's true, though, that at every Pentecost, the church finds itself and the world finds itself in difficult circumstances. That first Pentecost, certainly so. And now we find ourselves and our church in a place where we're battling. We're battling against the currents of the world. We're battling against the effects of the pandemic. The truth is that our mass attendance is falling. People are falling away from the practice of the faith. The group called the nuns is growing, not the women in long black habits, N-U-N-S, but the N-O-N-E-S, those who claim no faith, none. When we look at that, it might be cause for us to lose hope. We look at our world. Think about what happened in Texas a couple weeks ago at that elementary school. We look at that and we wonder, well, how can the world possibly go on? How did we get to this point? How could things possibly be so tragic for those children and those families? And not to try to simplify all of these problems that we face, but really the answer is faith. The answer is the proclamation that Jesus is Lord. The answer is that the Holy Spirit has been given to each and every one of us to manifest itself, himself in the world, and to build up the church in the body of Christ. As a church, we have to begin to go back out into the world. like the apostles did, and share the good news of the gospel. Just because we seem to be losing ground, it's not a reason for us to kind of hunker down in our building and feel safe and secure here. That's the opposite of what should be going on. What should be going on is what happened in the early church. That the gospel went from that tiny little group out into the world. You may have seen in our bulletin, we have a group of faithful parishioners who have been praying, interceding with the Holy Spirit for our entire parish. They've been praying by name, street by street by street by street, within the boundaries of this parish. We have to be praying for the people of our parish, praying for the growth of our community, and then going out and sharing the good news so that people find a welcome place to feel at home here, feel like they belong. Because ultimately, we speak about the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire brings warmth. It brings welcome. It brings belonging. So my friends, that's what this message of Pentecost has to do with us and has to do with our parish, our church, and our world. The good news that Jesus is Lord. He's still Lord, even in our time. And we have to go out and share that good news. And that we, each and every one of us, you, have been given a gift of the Holy Spirit that God has uniquely given to you for the building up of his church. A unique gift that no one else has, that he needs for the building up of the church and the growth of the message that Jesus is Lord. And so we pray today from that sequence we sang, "Come, Holy Spirit, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Amen."